الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب. Surah Lahab. And the connection with the previous surahs is that we read first that, for example, in Inna Aatinaka al-Kawthar, that Allah Ta'ala had given great goodness to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that was the deen of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The next surah, Kafirun, we learned there that we have to have an unadulterated Islam, pure Islam. We have to make an effort that we do not have a watered down Islam, a mild Islam, but the pure Islam. And when we have that, then in the next surah, Surah An-Nasr, Allah Ta'ala explained that people will come into the fold of Islam in huge, huge numbers. People want to see pure Islam. They don't want to see Islam that is adulterated, etc. That pure Islam has got great, great attraction in it, and that is what the people want to see, and that is what we should have. Then in this surah, Surah Lahab, Allah shows that those who oppose the deen of Allah Ta'ala, what their consequences will be. That Abu Lahab, he was one of the chief enemies of Islam, and what happened to him, what the consequences were, and in this very world already, Allah Ta'ala had made it clear that what that consequences will be. So we are warned about that also, and in any way we should not oppose the deen of Allah, the pure deen of Allah Ta'ala. This of course refers primarily to the non-believers and to those non-believers who work against the deen of Islam. But we also should take a lesson that we also many times oppose many things of deen, whether it is in our homes. For example, the husband wants to keep a beard, the wife opposes it, for example. Or the wife wants to go in parda, the man opposes it. Many other things also. Any good works of deen, we must not become an obstacle in it in any way whatsoever. Whether it is a person who wants to, a person just wants to make his 5 times namaz, then we feel he's overdoing it now. He's becoming too serious. Or anything else, if a person is particular about his food, what he eats, then also we find we have become an obstruction to it. So in many things, a person wants to dress Islamically, then also we feel that he's overdoing it. He's going now over the limit. So the actual pure deen, we must not become an obstruction to that in any way whatsoever. Though of course the extreme limit is what the non-believers and openly how they oppose the deen. But we also must take a lesson that in our cases also we don't oppose the deen of Allah Ta'ala in any way whatsoever. In fact, we should be such, as it comes in Surah An-Nasr, that we should be helpers of the deen. We should promote the deen. And if we can't do anything, we should encourage, at least allow other people to do it. Many times, parents stop their children, or children stop their parents also from becoming righteous and pious. And we feel that they are overdoing it. So that is also a great lesson that we learn from the connection of the surahs and the whole Quran Sharif. Ulama have written beautiful explanations how each surah is connected to the next surah later. And in the surah, the subject matter of the surah is about Abu Lahab and his wife, Arwa bin Harb. Both of them, Abu Lahab was extremely handsome also, and extremely wealthy also. And his wife was in fact called Umme Jamil, the mother of beauty. She was also, she was unique in her beauty. And they were given great wealth also. And they had determined to spend all their wealth in opposing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And all the position they had, that also they had determined to oppose Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As we will read briefly in front, that what the efforts they made against Islam and against deen. And the lesson that we learn from there, that we see the end how it came. when they were in their prime, with all their health, with all their beauty and handsomeness and all their wealth and position, they went right against the commands of Allah. But the end result of it in this world was terrible, very, very horrible end results they had got. So Allah Ta'ala, and of course in the Akhirat, the punishment is even worse. And that will be all the time. And one of the worst punishments of Jahannam is that it will increase all the time. Not that a person can get used to it, well, this is the limit now, but that it will increase. May Allah protect us all. And the lesson is that we should not oppose deen in any way whatsoever. What is the true pure deen of Allah Ta'ala, we must promote it, we must encourage it, we must not oppose it, and we must not, as many times we say also, don't forget Allah in speech. Don't forget Allah in your actions, in your what you are doing. Many times we forget this, and we forget our mort also, that how our mort will come. May Allah have mercy upon us, forgive us, and save us from all wrong. Otherwise, every person is going to be facing his mort also, and Allah Ta'ala only have mercy on us. Otherwise, as we will read, what terrible mort Abu Lahab also had, and his wife also, what terrible mort they had got. In this world, Allah showed it already. And then in the Akhirat, it's even worse. May Allah guide us to righteousness and to observe the deen of Allah Ta'ala properly, and never to oppose any aspect of deen in any way whatsoever.